What's good, Dallas? This is your girl, Brianna Javon. And if you've been thinking about starting a podcast or taking yours to the next level, I've got you covered. Book a podcast power session with What's Good Productions. In just 30 minutes, we'll tackle your ideas, crush those hurdles, and get your podcast ready to shine. Visit whatsgood-productions.com or click the link in the show notes. Now let's get ready for the show. Hey, ladies and gents, this is your girl, Brianna Javon, and we are here with another highlight reel from season 9. Today, you'll be listening to Deb Lester as we talk about all things on how to conquer when it comes to fear, when it comes to self-doubt, imposter syndrome. We know those things, but we're going to talk about how to conquer those when we show up for ourselves and also for our business. So definitely take a listen to this episode featuring Deb Lester. And if you haven't, definitely tune in and listen to the full episode. All links will be in the show notes for you to click and maybe follow and support Deb or listen to past episodes. But definitely enjoy, and we look forward to seeing you in season 10.
The What's Good Podcast.
Are you ready?
Your number one source
to all the keys in the industry.
With Brianna Javon.
It's the What's Good Podcast.
What's good?
It's never a perfect time. I feel like the deeper I get into it, the balance is, I don't want to say it's a constant struggle, but it's something to always wake up and manage every day.
Absolutely.
But sometimes, okay, you can put that phone down and call your auntie that you ain't talked to in forever. Now be kind to yourself, friend. Ambition is, as good as it is for you, it could also be the very thing that'll make you, like, beat yourself up too much.
Yeah, you be the villain sometimes in your own story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have imposter syndrome. I'm a perfectionist. Like, I want certain things to go a certain way, and I burn myself out by myself.
So we help women conquer their fear of being seen, which, in my experience, has been one of the most invisible weights for women entrepreneurs. I think as a little Black girl, I've always known that I was called for something. I didn't know what that looked like. Yeah. But just, and I met so many other Black women, like, we know that we're built for more. But in my experience, I felt that wasn't seen some type of way. I always say business is like this self-love journey that I didn't know I needed.
Yes.
I was like, ain't nobody coming to see me. I'm Otis. Ain't nobody coming to see me. And just seeing that this destination that I've been waiting for, it's the journey. I need a home for my business. That changed the game for me because I was able to see the business for what it really was and not just the vanity metrics of what. It's not refreshing the likes. That's not the success. The success is my home base. How much did we make? How many people do we need to follow up with? How many people have reached out to us? And if that's empty, then that's your cue to get out. You need to be talking to people and getting people in your home base. And it takes the pressure off the ladies to perform for social media, use your social media to get people in your home base, and you sell inside your home base. Planning hours, admin time. Admin time is not necessarily scrolling and researching, but it's, okay, next week, how many calls do we need to book? We know we have an event. When we go and speak, how many consultations do we want to do that night? Okay, how many of those people will show up? It's stillness. It's, for me as a woman, falling in love with my body. It's all a reflection of what I think about Deb. And I notice when I think highly of Deb, the stuff that I do, and I know when I think low of Deb, I pay attention to the stuff that I do. I haven't used an alarm clock since I quit my job. And the only reason why, and this is just for me, so y'all let us know what y'all think.
Okay.
I think for me, I think that when I have an alarm set, it's almost like a, I don't know, it's like a weird pressure. So I'm okay, well, it's going to go off at 5. I'm waking up at 3:42. Like, is it 5:45 yet? I had the lawnmower. Here I am waking up. Oh, it's 4:21. I
got excited.
42 minutes left. And by the time it's 8 minutes, you'd be like, I might as well stay up. Yeah, so most of my women are brilliant, so brilliant, so smart. A lot of women are definitely still working in their careers, fantastic careers. and have been in business for some time, but I feel like they've seen how much you have to, and I have seen so many brilliant women because they cannot conquer some of those things. I mean, just completely go by the wayside. TikTok changed the game as far as authenticity. We said authenticity before, but TikTok was like, nah, I'm finna bring you in my kitchen with my grandma while she's making some butter beans and you feel like you're my cousin in the living room. Why'd you start a business? What's the hardest thing you've been through? What are some of the wins that you've had? What do you think about the industry? What's your mission? Yeah. You entertain us through your personal life. So for like me, I like rap snacks. That's a post. For me, I love doing charcuterie boards. Uh-huh. That's a post. I like a little sushi spot in Dallas. That's posts. Mm-hmm. I love makeup. I like wearing my brand colors. I can entertain through my personal life without the pressure of talking about my business. She quit her job last year.
Shut up. Because it was just bringing in business?
So much business. There are no robots on the other side of the screens, ever. I think the first thing that was coming to mind when you were saying that, Brianna, was I think for me, like, is realizing my capacity and then always make sure I'm leading by example. Yeah. If I'm leading by example and I have boundaries and I know my capacity, I can be the best leader because she's always watching me. It's the first thing.
It's true.
I'm a leader. It's so human and it's so real.
Because at the end of the day, if we don't start, you miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. I want to encourage you that you're not going to be on the struggle bus forever.
And in Q1, we had knocked out all of last year's sales.
Wow. That's a blessing.
Yeah, but afterwards, that's what triggered my podcast. I think seeing my girls win too, like one of our ladies in the Conquer Club, Omifa, she lives in Brooklyn. Okay. Her business has gone from, she's doing like 800 a month, and then we got her to like 30,000 a month.
Shut up.
Yes.
So these are real results.
Yes. And she recently...
I may be your next client.
Yes. The only thing that you have to do is live out loud. If you're bold enough to live out loud, you got it. This is the best opportunity ever for business owners.
For sure.
A free phone and a TikTok app, a free phone and a Facebook app, a free phone and an Instagram app.
Take the world by storm.
And the only thing that you have to do is actually like yourself.
God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. Once we actually sit down and realize that we are the solution, everything changes.
You can't unsee calling. You can't unsee purpose. You can't unsee what it feels like to conquer and get on the other side of something. I think that if you have a business, you've probably realized that it's a big reflection of what you think about yourself.
Absolutely.
It's 99% of what you think of yourself.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of What's Good Podcast with your girl, Brianna Javon. If you found today's discussion inspiring, don't forget to hit the subscribe button on your preferred podcast platform. Explore additional resources on our website at whatsgood-productions.com and find our social media links listed in the show notes. Stay tuned for more captivating stories ahead. Until next time, stay blessed and keep uplifting your community.